On this Friday, we're joined by Eric Snodgrass from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Agrible to discuss the weather forecast. Hey, it was weird yesterday. Of course, I work from the home, and now I can hear what's happening outside sometimes. And for about 35 seconds, I got a rainfall. It was just sudden, and it had been sunshine. I looked out of the studio around the corner, so I could see the rain, but that thing just flew through here. What was up with that?
Yeah, it's a really neat thing. So there's a really deep upper level trough sitting over the Great Lakes right now, and it's what's responsible for the colder weather that we've got. So what happens is in the upper levels of the atmosphere, the temperatures, although they're already cold, they're getting colder as you go up very quickly. Turns out that is a way by which we can destabilize the atmosphere. So we actually had these cumuliform clouds, cumulus type clouds that popped up and produced very brief, intense rainfall. And they also produced some grapple, which is that soft, small, spongy-like hail that sometimes falls. So we saw some of that on campus, saw some of that all over the Great Lakes states, just embedded within that deeper upper level trough that's keeping us so cool right now. So yeah, it was a really neat event. It brought some brief downpours. But like you said, 30 seconds later, the sun pops back out.
Yeah, upper level cold, but it was cold last night here too.
Yeah.
Is that an indication of anything to come?
It is. Yeah, you're right. It did get pretty chilly. And we even had a pretty good frost in parts of the Western Corn Belt. So Nebraska, Western and Northern Iowa. In fact, in Western Iowa last night, they got deep into the 20s. So it was a cold night. But yeah, we do have more cold nights coming. And I think around here, the night I'm going to watch the most carefully will be into Monday morning. So Sunday night into Monday morning, looks like we're going to have our next shot at some colder air that might make our temperatures down into the low to mid 30s here. Likelihood of a frost in Northern Illinois, Eastern Iowa, and then Wisconsin is relatively high once we finish this weekend. So that is about, 10 days early for us. If we do get a frost here, it's more like about a week early in Northern Illinois. So it's not as though it's unprecedented, but this cold shot of air is going to stick around for at least another 5 days for us.
Do we get warmer after that?
We do. And before it gets warmer, we do have another brief chance of getting some rain over the weekend. So Saturday into Sunday, this little clipper system's coming out of Saskatchewan. It's going to cut through the northern plains and try to bring some light scattered precipitation in and around through Illinois. But after that, what happens out is there from there is the change in the west. So I'm looking out here now, October 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, that time frame, we're going to see a deep trough dig into the west. So just think about it like this. If it's going to get cool and wet, now in California, where they are desperate for rainfall, okay, then that means the jet stream is going to relax over us and our temperatures are going to rebound. And we're going to go back up to that, those nice fall days that we all love to see. Good news is, I don't see much precipitation for us as we work our way into the month of October. And I hope that that means wide open harvest windows. Just one thing to comment on, with each of these little passing systems, it could kick up some pretty strong winds. So be prepared for that. But I think most of us recognize that just like March, October is one of those transition months that typically brings in some stronger winds.
Hey, back up for just a moment for me. Did you say that California was going to get some rainfall?
Yeah, there's a pretty good chance that we could be seeing some decent rainfall amounts, the kind of rainfall amounts that stop fires. So we are all watching patiently to see how the models trend with that. Synoptically, meteorologically, the event that is coming through the western United States at that, that again, it's like the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, that time frame is exactly what you want to see in order for there to be decent moisture out west. And so that's going to be probably the most important weather event, at least in the near term, we're going to watch in out west.
So I know you've been watching the tropics. Anything coming out of there that we should be aware of?
Absolutely. So right around the Yucatan Peninsula, there is a pretty well-organized grouping of tropical thunderstorms. And those are usually the disturbances you need to start to get a tropical depression or a low-pressure system to form. So I will be glued to satellite imagery all weekend long to see if this takes shape, because if that then moves into the Gulf of Mexico through the Bay of Campeche and gets into the Gulf, the ocean temperatures there are very warm. And should the trough that's over us now kick out into the Atlantic, it's kind of opening an avenue by which we could get that system to move possibly toward the Gulf Coast. When I say possibly, I want everyone to understand that I do not have a solid handle on this, and no one else does either at this point. But it's just one of those years where the tropics are ripe for making big storms. And remember, as we get into the second half of the hurricane season, it's the homegrown storm systems we worry about, those that come out of the Caribbean, the Gulf of Mexico, and right along the East Coast rather than off of Africa.
Can you come back to the Plain States for me for just a second? Because winter wheat needs to go in the ground. It's been dry there, and it's also been dry in Russia and parts of the Black Sea, Ukraine, I think, and they're having some difficulties getting winter wheat in there just because conditions aren't right to plant. Not that they couldn't, they're just not enough moisture around.
Yeah, the only place I think that's having good moisture for wheat right now is Australia. But you're right, the southern plains of the United States are very dry. There are a few places that have not measured precipitation in more than 2 weeks. And this is an area that wants to get in and get that winter wheat crop going and germinating before it starts turning cold. Unfortunately, the next 2 weeks does not look like much comes in there at all to really kind of relieve that. But that's why we're going to keep a close eye on what's coming out of California and also what's coming out of the Gulf of Mexico. Those two things could change the pattern up by middle of the month. So then you talk about the Black Sea. For the last almost 60 days, parts of southern Russia have been so dry that they're talking about in terms of percent of normal rainfall, we're talking 0 to 10%. And so they are also concerned about getting the crop in so that it can then get out of the ground, go dormant before, you know, your typical Russian winter comes and settles in that area. So yeah, the wheat market right now has those two areas to be watching very, very carefully.
South America.
Well, in South America, we're still waiting on the arrival of the monsoon. And I was intrigued this morning to see that what we call the zero Z runs from our model. So those are the ones run late last night. Showed up with some precipitation finally here in almost at the end of the second week of October, starting of the third week, moving into places like we all know, like Mato Grosso. Now, before all that happens, it's very dry and it is extremely hot. In fact, I watched a video of someone the other day that took a thermal camera out there and shot it on some bare ground and picked up a 57 degrees Celsius temperature of their bare ground under some of this heat. So we're talking about triple digit heat in Fahrenheit there. And so the problem is without the monsoon rains, they will not plant soybeans. And if we're still talking about delays by the time we get to the end of October for South America, then it is going to become a pretty big story, I think, for our markets and for what could possibly we could get out of South America. So I'll tell everybody, just watch it with me. Let's see how things progress. But also remember, when they get ready to plant crop down there, just like us in the U.S., they will go at it like mad. So when the window opens, they're going to plant fast and furious.
Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
And of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He's with Nutrien Ag Solutions and Agrible.